Following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, many Arab Americans claim they were subjected to harassment, discrimination, and suspicion. 4 years ago, in an effort to dispel stereotypes and negative attitudes provoked by the attacks, comedians Dean Obadalla and Maysoon Zaid co-founded the New York Arab American Comedy Festival. Obadalla says comedy is a way to create a broader understanding of different ethnic groups.
The New York Arab American Comedy Festival began 4 years ago. It was three nights long. It was never intended to be annual. It was just a way of trying to showcase artists and do something that gives a positive image of Arab Americans in America at the time. So we did shows that foster understanding, dispel stereotypes, make people understand who we are a little, and define us in a much more accurate way.
The festival has expanded to a six-day blend of stand-up performance comedy, situation comedy, and film, selling out to diverse audiences over the past 2 years. Co-founder Maysoon Zaid says the festival is pan-Arab, with 50 Arab-American comics, artists, and performers with roots in 22 countries. Although the featured performers are all Arab-Americans, Obadalla says the shows are for everyone.
It's just been a growing interest by non-Middle Eastern Americans to our shows, and we're so happy about that because we don't need to tell fellow Arab Americans we're not all terrorists, we're not all bad people. We need to tell the average American, and that's what the shows are about.
Zaid says portions of the show that have been performed in the Middle East have received positive responses.
Not only has the reception been unbelievably supportive, but there's been a lot of curiosity because stand-up is not an Arab thing. People never saw stand-ups before we started doing stand-up. And once we started doing stand-up comedy, people got really, really excited about it. So I've seen two things happen. One is that when we do go to the Middle East, the shows are insanely popular. And the second thing is, there is a new generation of stand-up comics growing up in the Middle East, because now they've seen someone do it.
Zaid says the content of the show has evolved over the years from defending Arab Americans in the wake of the 2001 terrorist attacks to mocking themselves and society. Zaid draws on personal experiences for her comedy. She says she often talks about undergoing additional security checks at airports as part of what officials call random screening.
I am always random. So I actually do a joke about that in my routine because I also have cerebral palsy. And I talk about how when I walk in, airport security just goes ballistic because I'm not only an Arab, but I'm a shaking Arab, and they think I'm guilty.
Obadalla says comedy is the best way to reach the masses with a positive message.
People laughing in an audience, it makes it more difficult for them to be angry at you. I always believe they're laughing, they're agreeing with you. I might be delusional, but that's what I feel. They can laugh with you. Why can't we get along?
Obadalla says the Comedy Festival has achieved its goal of garnering positive attention for the Arab-American community and increasing the visibility of talented Arab-American artists. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。